Evaporation before disruption, comparing timescales for Jovian planets and star-forming regions, by Emma C. Daffern-Powell et al. Simulations show that the orbits of planets are readily disrupted in dense star-forming regions. Planets can be exchanged between stars, become free-floating and then be captured by other stars. However, dense star-forming regions also tend to be populous, containing massive stars that emit photoionizing radiation, which can evaporate the gas in protoplanetary disks. We analyze N-body simulations of star-forming regions containing Jovian mass planets and determine the times when their orbits are altered, when they become free-floating, and when they are stolen or captured. Simultaneously, we perform calculations of the evolution of protoplanetary disks when exposed to FUV radiation fields from massive stars in the same star-forming regions. In almost half, 44%, of the planetary systems that are disrupted, either altered, captured, stolen or become free-floating, we find that the radius of the protoplanetary disk evolves inwards, or the gas in the disk is completely evaporated, before the planet's orbits are disrupted. This implies that planets that are disrupted in dense, populous star-forming regions are more likely to be super-Earths or mini-Neptunes, as Jovian mass planets would not be able to form due to mass loss from photoevaporation. Furthermore, the recent discoveries of distant Jovian mass planets around tightly packed terrestrial planets argue against their formation in populous star-forming regions, as photoevaporation would preclude gas giant planet formation at distances of more than a few O. This was Evaporation Before Disruption, Comparing Timescales for Jovian Planets and Star-Forming Regions, by Emma C. Daffern-Powell et al.